This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
And welcome to the first get-together of the new year. Gwen and Chris on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. Yep, still number one as we head into 2026. And we open up by thanking all of you for being with us and helping us thrive and enjoy the world of sports with us here in the next 4 hours. We are ready to roll. And I before we go anywhere, guys, Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, we have so many things to talk about that have happened over the last 2 weeks, and a lot of the news today in the National Football League with four coaches being fired, but not the one that should have been fired yet. We'll get into all of that. How about our brand new Bill Howe Studios, guys?
How about it?
We know how. We thank Bill Howe for being part of this, and this is now the Bill Howe Studios, and I don't know whether they knew this when they signed up for it, Tony, but it really does look like a brand new studio. This thing has been white tornadoed. There is not a speck of dirt anywhere in this place right now.
It's very clean. Very spick
and span. I watched that
movie
over the break, White Tornado.
You've never heard that term, evidently.
I guess not.
As is usual when I bring up terms for you guys. Yeah, it was like an old cleaning product, and I don't know. They used to go on TV and say,
so it's like OxyClean.
Yeah, it was clean like a white. It was just spick and span. This whole thing is just totally, it's almost sterile in here. We need to like liven it up a little bit. When they cleaned up, they cleaned up.
They got rid of everything.
Every bobblehead doll has been removed. Every poster has come down from the walls.
Is that a new schedule or an old schedule right there?
I don't know. What's
the upcoming schedule?
That's the upcoming
schedule. But that's been there for a while.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, this place is sparkling new. So we welcome you to the Bill Howe Studios. We know how, and Gwen and Chris, so happy to have you with us here. A lot going on, of course, over the break, and we'll get into all of it. College football playoff has pared down to the final four. We'll talk a little bit about that, of course. The NFL playoffs are set. Get into that, I think, quite extensively today. I know we have a good, bad, and ugly for you a little bit later in the show to wrap up the final regular season week of the year. But I thought I'd start with this, guys. Do you know what happens in 36 short days from now?
Spring training.
Pitchers and catchers report.
I was going to say the Winter Olympics.
No, I'm not going to start with the Winter Olympics. 36 days. The season is almost upon us, Tony. I think, like I said, Xander Bogaerts was screaming at that umpire yesterday. And now here we go with another season just about.
It goes by extremely
fast.
Doesn't
it? Man.
I was actually just talking scheduling today.
Yeah, I bet you were getting ready.
And it's happening fast. Next week or next month,
February, I think, 13th.
11th,
yes.
11th is pitchers and catchers.
Pitchers and catchers. It's 36 days from right now.
Yes.
It's five weeks plus one day.
I think first game is, I believe, the 17th.
Man.
Somewhere around there. And so,
yeah.
Yeah.
The offseason gets shorter and shorter and shorter. But if you were, you know, off doing other things for the last 2 weeks, vacationing, hopefully, and getting some time off work, I think it's fair to say the Padres were probably doing pretty much the same thing, Tony. A couple of little minor signings here and there, but I think everything is pretty much where we left it 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, they did.
As far as the Padres are concerned.
Yeah, they did their big splash was Michael King and
the Korean player. Yeah,
yeah, Sung. And so, we'll see if there's another move on the horizon and how that rolls. Still,
Scraby has some thoughts on first base.
Does he really?
Yeah, he thinks that they're going to go and bring Luis around.
I wanted to talk to you guys about this because there was an article I read over the break that was, what is Luis Arraez's market? There's been no news about Luis Arraez's market, and they're expecting, I think it was MLB Trade Rumors, predicted he makes 2 years, $24 million. I say you bring him back to play first base and hit sixth or seventh in the lineup.
He has to sign on his contract that he bats no higher than seventh.
I don't think you could go into another year.
What if he's hitting .344?
And you know
like
what
he's capable of doing.
You know what the strange part is that he led the National League, I believe, in hits with 181. He hit .292 when it all is said and done. But I just don't understand why his production didn't work last year.
He wasn't as productive as he was the year before. And
but a lot of guys weren't as productive last year, not on the Padres, but on other teams.
I 100% agree with you, Chris. Ultimately, you may even be able to get him for less than that.
Maybe,
and so it becomes a bargain deal at that point. We'll see how that ends up.
I mean, look, if you bring Luis Arraez back, and if that's what ends up happening, at least I don't have to compare whether he or Ryan O'Hearn should be playing, because Ryan O'Hearn is not going to be back. He took the bag.
You just felt
as
like
it were,
I just felt like I saw that one coming because, when Ryan seems like the type of guy that would be open to a challenge of, taking a Pittsburgh Pirate team where they are trying to go, but also probably being paid top dollar.
Right. Well, he's a big dog in a small market as opposed to a small part of a bigger thing.
It just made sense to me for him to end up at that spot.
Yeah.
At that point range, too.
Well, it's going to be five more weeks, and we'll start falling in love with the who were some of the outfielders that we all thought were just going to carry us to the World Series last year. Remember last spring training? Who were the Tirso Ornelas?
Forrest Wall.
I'm not knocking these guys.
No.
Every year these guys come out of the woodwork.
We didn't know who was going to play left field until like opening day.
Right. And there's always people that catch our attention during spring training. And every now and again, one of them pans out. But I don't think we had that really happen last year, Tony. We thought it might when a couple of – what was the right-handed hitter from the Guardians who was I have to look back at the. Isn't it funny how quickly we forget, right?
Wait, who are you? You're talking about the Guardians leadoff hitter?
We had an outfielder last year in spring training who did some big things. He had previously been in the playoffs and won it. Gonzalez, wasn't it?
Oscar Gonzalez.
Right. I mean, we thought this guy might be the answer in left field. We thought Tirso would be the answer in left field. I tell you one thing we didn't think last spring.
Gavin Sheets.
We didn't think Gavin Sheets would be the answer in left field, and it turned out he was the answer.
For sure.
You never know, but it'll be fun to play all those games again and get into spring training. 36 days away from pitchers and catchers reporting. Yes, sir.
We're going into World Baseball Classic year. Do we think, because last time we did this, we were worried about some of the players not being ready for the season or being burnt out by the end of the season, Yu Darvish, all that stuff. Are you guys having those same worries this time around?
I don't think it really mattered last time, did it? I
don't know that it matters if we have worries, because ultimately it's
they're playing.
They're going to play.
Oh, I know.
And they're not the look. It's not the Padres against Cuba.
Right.
It's everybody. So every team is giving up players.
For sure.
You know, the best players are all going to be in this thing, or most of them. So I don't. You know, I think it's a. It's a non-starter.
Brandon says the last World Baseball Classic was the 2023 failure.
It was.
Was that the one where Shohei struck out Trout at the end?
It was.
And so that was the failure that we didn't win it, or failure that what?
When we go into world competitions, Chris, I expect the Americans to win.
No, I think he's saying it's a failure for the Padres season that year.
That's what I think. Yeah, 2023 did not go our way.
I thought he was talking about the result.
Yeah, no, he was talking about the result of the Padres season.
That's what I think too.
Being
gotcha.
You know, being a failure. That was the first full season of you guys' favorite player. Sarcastically.
The only full season of my favorite player.
Yeah.
Juan Soto. Uh-huh. And guess what? Juan Soto finished that season the way he finished this recent one.
Out of the playoffs.
You know, I was talking to my Reds friends, and they were
You want him to get to the playoffs. He's really good in the playoffs.
He certainly is.
Really
good. Can't doubt that.
I don't want him to go into the playoffs because he plays in the National League, so that means he would have to face the Padres at some point. My Reds friends were saying that they're done with the Reds already. I'm like, why?
Oh, why are they done with the Reds?
Because of the Dodgers taking everyone, the Mets taking everyone, the Blue Jays now taking everyone.
Now it's everybody's taking everybody. It's not just the Dodgers anymore. It's everybody's now in on it.
And I think that's a fair point on their part.
It's a fair point.
I mean, this is exactly what happens every year, and the Mets didn't make the playoffs,
right.
And the Dodgers barely got in the playoffs and barely won the World Series.
I think when we look at, let's look at the NFL.
It's fair.
This year, the NFL has a lot of new teams in the playoffs, teams that we did not expect to not miss make
the
playoffs.
That's every year in Major League Baseball.
The Chiefs, Ravens, but you have the same, outside of the Chiefs, you have the same team there every single time.
I don't know
in
that that's true. Seattle was in the West instead of Houston. Cleveland and Detroit were there instead of Minnesota. Boston got in instead of Tampa Bay.
Tampa's usually
Cincinnati was in.
I know Cincinnati was
okay.
in.
So well,
they're
all right.
Not
so,
in
they got time. They got crushed in the wild card.
I don't know that it's 100% true. I know what you're saying. The NFL does seem more wide open, but is that always better?
I think so.
Is it always better to just have a wide open field, or is it better to have a team that you either love or hate that you're trying to topple?
It is.
I don't know that that's a bad strategy.
I don't know
strategy.
If you should even look at it from that lens. It's the same thing as it is in football as it is in baseball. The team, the organizations that are run well typically are the same organizations that are getting to the postseason and being able to kind of...
They can make more mistakes, and that is the argument, and that's a fair one.
The top tier can make more mistakes, for sure.
But you're right. Look, Miami had a better record than the Atlanta Braves last year. I think a lot of people had the Braves going to the World Series.
Back.
Crazy things do happen in baseball. We just don't want to notice it now because the Dodgers have won two in a row. But the Dodgers had 93 wins last year.
You know, I mean, how much of the under they hit right there?
That wasn't very good.
Yeah. At least 10 under.
That really wasn't very good.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But that's how some of the fans feel.
We're going to have the same discussions throughout the spring training this year. You're right, because the Dodgers already bought a lot of guys. But there's a lot more players still available.
I want to play for you guys, Trevor May. He has a kind of one of the former pitcher has a good kind of take on this whole thing that's could possibly pop off in 2026.
We'll all right, we'll take our first break, but as we go, a quick update on all the NFL coaches who we can say goodbye to. Raheem Morris in Atlanta.
Stefanski.
What's his first name?
Kevin.
Yeah. Yes. Don't recall it. Stefanski's out of there.
He's been there for 6 years.
I've never learned his first name.
When was
sorry.
He two-time coach of the year?
Two times? Yes.
I was like,
how did that
where
happen?
Was I at?
He also greenlit Baker Mayfield going elsewhere.
When was that?
I think it was the Baker Mayfield playoff year that they were really good, and then there was another year recently that he won it.
Well, Jonathan Gannon is out with Arizona, and Pete Carroll had a short stay with the Raiders. Unfortunately, unfortunately, nowhere do I see yet that Mike McDaniel has been let go in Miami, but, you know, we can dream. All right, Gwen and Chris is underway. NFL, the playoffs are set. College football, the semis are set. We'll go in all kinds of fun directions as we get started. Welcome back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
All righty. Welcome back. You know what January 5th is? It's great. Tony Gwynn Jr. is gone to grab something, so he'll be back here in a second while we're waiting for him to return. Today, this year it's January 5th. It's not always January 5th. But today is the day where gyms, you know, workout places,
oh yes,
fitness places,
yes,
by far the most crowded and attended day of the year.
I could see that.
Is today.
The Monday after the New Year.
Everybody's going to be healthy today. And what it is it the people who go to the gym every day, you know, normally go to the gym, they hate today.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know what it's like? It's a little like Tony's dad hating
opening day
in baseball,
yeah,
where you don't really have the baseball fans. You have everybody else. This is the same idea. Today is gym day. So, you know, do with that what you will. And if you are somebody that is just starting out and you know, made the journey today to the gym, how about good luck on you keeping it up? Right? Instead of just going today and then drifting off into the... I also
what I miss?
Think, nothing really.
It's the most crowded gym day
We're talking
of the
about
year.
Today being the most crowded attended gym day of the year.
Hold on. Tony just put on his Meta glasses.
This is... All right. So this is why I've been killing time, because Tony's been off getting this. I want to look it on the stream here. All right. Tony's wearing glasses. Do you want to tell us what
he looks like? He just became smarter.
That was an easy line that I'm not going to say, but wasn't that hard to do. All right, yeah. I said it. Tell us about those glasses, or do you want to? Maybe you want to keep it secretive.
Nah, I mean, it's no secret. It's these were a Christmas gift from my wife. These are
the kinds of things that the Gwynns of the world get each other for Christmas, by the way.
Meta glasses right here. I'm recording this whole thing right now.
Really?
Yes.
Where does it go?
It goes to my phone.
Okay, so it records to your phone.
Yeah.
And it records audio.
Where's
the camera? Is it where the light
is? Corners, right on.
Oh, there's two.
Boom.
Wait, it looks like they're blinking, the lights. No?
Well, that's telling us it's recording, right?
Oh,
yeah.
So wait, but that's no good.
What do you mean that's no good?
Because the person you're recording, if you were doing it secretly, they would notice that flashing.
In California, you can't really do that secretly.
You can't do that in most states.
You know?
So that's why it has to
flash. Oh, it has to flash so that the people know they're being recorded?
Now, do you see anything? Do you have a heads-up display in your
my
glasses?
Eyes? No.
Okay,
so it'll feed right to my phone once it will download from my phone to the or from my
okay.
Glasses
so other than this being really cool item, how do you see using this?
I mean, if I didn't have your big light, beautiful light in front of you, it'd be a great way to have some inside. You know, when we go off air. You know what I'm saying? I can,
like it.
Move this light, baby.
I've actually already got an idea for you, Tony. When the Padres season starts, put on your glasses, go through, say hi to guys as you're going through. Just make sure that they know
seems,
you're on
they're
camera.
They're all kind of weird. Seems kind of weird. That's how you get a...
Yeah, the blinking white light in the top corner really is...
No, that's
is...
a good thing. That tells them that they're on camera.
To me, it defeats a lot of the purpose.
Yeah, I think that's, you know... When the cameras are in there, yeah, maybe, you know, when the other cameras are in there. And they're
yeah,
doing
that's what
it,
I'm saying.
Yeah,
I'm not saying go secretly record these guys.
I mean, you didn't really make it clarify. You
don't,
know,
don't become
I'm
the
in
next,
there a lot of times when the cameras aren't in there.
Don't become the next Puka Nakua.
Yeah, seriously. We don't want that.
Ooh, can you live stream live from your glasses?
I don't know that I can live. I don't think you can live stream. It's only like 3-minute clips at a time.
I mean, it's better than my glasses do.
Yeah, it is. But
do
there you
feel
go.
Do you feel good with them on?
I feel sophisticated. I really do.
They're Ray-Bans, Chris. Remember we were asking
about... Oh, they absolutely look sharp.
Thank you, sir.
I mean, the glasses themselves are not bulky or, you know, anything that would, give you away.
Give me
other
away?
Than the fact that you're
I'm
you
blinking.
Have a white blinking light in the corner of your glasses.
He just has his backpack where he carries everywhere where the computer is for his glasses.
Yeah, man. Nonetheless,
Tony's got all
this
of
this. One of my favorites.
I
this
love the
my
fact
gift.
That you come around with all the latest gadgets.
You know who was a big gadget guy?
No.
Senior was a big gadget
really?
Guy. Oh, love gadgets. Love the new technology coming out.
Hmm.
Like, what was one of the things that he got?
Mini disc. You remember when
he
was like one of the first with the mini disc and the mini disc player. And then that didn't really
and
take
then DVD
hold.
Took over.
DVD
and you
took
guys
over.
Know that I would be the opposite of the
gadget
first
guy.
Person to have the gadget. I'm
the last. Yeah.
It takes forever to convince me to get right. something, even though everyone has one.
Did it tell you something?
It stopped recording. It hit that. It hit
that was
time
it.
Limit.
So how do you know that?
It just went boop and it.
Oh, so you could hear
oh,
it?
Oh yeah, that plays music. The glasses play music. I can answer my phone on it.
Oh
yeah.
Wow, this is crazy. This
I can
is
look
insane.
At some. I can look at some. I don't know, like a flower that I don't know what the name of it, and I can ask Meta to. Tell me what the flowers are.
And it will
are.
Tell you on your phone?
While you're looking at it, it'll tell you what it is.
It'll tell it to me in my ear what it is.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Ugh, you're going to have to stop
These glasses
looking
here do absolutely nothing. I don't even think these glasses help me see better. These have a lot of work to do.
Dominic says, if Tony would have had those on when he fell asleep during the show, problem solved. We would have seen the ceiling of the hotel room.
We would have known where he was.
100%.
Man, they're never going to forget
about
that
his
one.
Life.
They're never going to forget that
one. That would have been great
we
content for me to fall asleep with him on.
Just snoring.
Looking at the ceiling.
Yeah.
an all-time moment in Gwynn and Chris history. Tony did not return. Remind me exactly how that worked out. A hotel room, and we returned from break, and you were not on camera, and we weren't. It wasn't a big deal for the first minute or two, but after like 20 minutes, we thought something happened to you.
Yes, we did.
And people around the city were concerned for your welfare.
Yeah, and then he finally showed up, and he goes, I just was taking a nap.
I couldn't even lie to you
like,
guys.
He got locked out of his room. He's at the front desk
We believe that the front desk thing, that you got locked out of your room, you went to get ice, you came back, they locked out.
We had an elaborate story.
We were then beyond that because the time for that had even passed.
Right.
So that's when we started getting really worried that something happened, and we were very close to calling Dave Marcus or Jesse or both to go down to your room and knock on the door to see that everything was okay.
That is what happened. I completely understand.
One of our great YouTubers.
That happened to Jesse one of the trips. Like, he didn't get down to the bus, and I was like,
oh, dang, what's going on?
He just had overslept, and he didn't wake up. I was like, yo, dog, I'm not going to lie. That was
you better get down here. That was a little scary.
One of the great YouTube watchers that we have, Jocelyn, was very concerned for you, Tony, and almost started calling hotels in New York City trying to figure out.
I appreciate that, Jocelyn.
Right, we didn't know what hotel he was at, right?
No,
we just knew that your camera was looking at that. For like a long time.
It was about 45 minutes. It was a whole segment.
Yeah. At the end of the segment, we're like, all right, this is getting
weird. We came back from the break and we're like, all right, now we're worried. Yeah. Because we could picture
that was at
you,
the end of the season, wasn't it?
It was pretty close to the end of the season, so I think it was early September.
That was early. Because
I could easily picture.
I was running on fumes at that point.
I can tell you, if it ever happens to me, it will be because I go out and get ice. I'm a little ice crazy on road trips.
Yeah, I don't know.
I always have to have a full ice bucket, and I could see me locking myself out of the room. That would happen, but.
Cole says, because I have a commercial break of you falling asleep, and so it like goes through it in 5 minutes. Chris says multiple times, I hope he didn't meet with foul play.
Did I say that?
Yes.
All right, well, what should I say?
Hey.
I hope he didn't get killed. I didn't think that would have been nice to say.
It was like very clue murder mystery.
I think that probably, if I was gone that long, I could see why that could have crossed somebody's mind, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of weird. All right, let's get to break. Where are we going from here?
Well, we should talk about what you were talking about with May, first name. I can't remember his first name. Okay, we'll talk about it in the break.
Know what you're talking
also,
about.
We have a ton to catch up on.
Well, the NFL playoffs.
I definitely
are
want
set
to talk
too.
To you about your 49ers.
Yeah, we got
to
find out.
Because I must tell everybody, you came in.
Didn't he? Quiet. As always.
Right? Yeah. You came in with that kind
came
of energy.
Came in hot Saturday. He was ready to be at home for the whole playoffs
guys,
and
we
the
go
Super
break.
Bowl.
We got to go to break, guys. We got to go to
and
break.
And I was like, okay.
We'll go to break. We're
going to
talk about this on the other side. Welcome with Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Yes, indeed. We are broadcasting live from the Bill House Studios. We know how. Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. 2:34 is the time. Remember to listen. About 4:20 this afternoon, we are still announcing today's biggest fan.
Yes, indeed.
Chance to qualify for the night in the Odyssey Suite at a future Padres game with all of us and the fan staff. It'll be catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. Register your name if you haven't already. 973thefansd.com/biggest fan in order to potentially have your name called. So make sure you're listening today about 4:20. We'll call another winner in the qualification for that great prize. All right, week 18 NFL is in the books. We're going to get into some of that in a minute. I'm actually going to read to everybody the text exchange between me and Scraby before the 49ers Seahawks game on Saturday.
Wait, this is just
Saturday.
YouTube?
No.
I think you were in there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
you were in there, too. But I just want everybody to understand what we deal with and why. Like, even though I'm not a Seahawk fan,
why
I texted
you
my
one.
Buddy Ben Pearson, who's from Seattle, and I said, please win this game tonight. And he sent me, you know, a celebration at the end of the game when they did win. But we'll get into all of that in a moment. But Tony wants to wrap up something we were talking about in the first half hour, having to do with baseball and the salaries and all of that and being out of whack, Tony. So go to you here.
2026, into this upcoming season, there's a lot of talk of a possible strike, possible lockout. I don't know that we've heard the players going on strike, but we certainly have heard that players would be locked out after the 2026 season. That being said, there's a lot of reasons why we're hearing this, right? The salary cap is another thing that's been a hot button topic. And Trevor May, former pitcher in Major League Baseball, he does a great job kind of on foul territory, kind of dived into this particular subject, kind of explaining his opinion on why he thinks the owners want a salary cap. It's about 2 minutes long. So I don't know if we're going to play all of it, but just take a listen.
This is the big difference between Major League Baseball and the other sports. Football and basketball can very accurately predict how much money they're going to need to spend the next year because of the cap system. What that allows them to do is go to financial institutions and other billionaires and banks and say, this is how much money this business is making. Give me a nice franchise valuation. That valuation keeps going up. They can then borrow money on that valuation. This like magical thing that this is how much this thing's worth. They borrow money and then they put it in their other projects and make more money. Jerry Jones. Major League Baseball looks at that and says, I want that. I want to be able to leverage my baseball team franchise value. But because they can't predict now their revenue from regional TV because it's uncertain and player salaries, how much they're going to have to spend. Now they can't predict revenues or expenses when before they can only not predict expenses. So this whole thing is going to be a move to make it easier for them to raise their franchise values. That is actually what they want long term. That is.
So that kind of explains part of the process, a part of the reasoning why owners would want a salary cap. I think they'll make the also make the argument that it will make things fairer across the board.
Sure they will. For, and the players are going to say, you can come up with every reason known to man.
Here's the interesting thing about the players. I think in the past that was a certainty. And I think by the larger scale players, that is probably still true.
Okay.
But what we are seeing from a player standpoint is that the top 2% are the ones that are making substantial
noise,
money.
Okay.
Whereas maybe the middle class is not really right. expanding. And so when you have the majority of your league as the middle class, that...
You think that the middle class might challenge some of the upper tier guys?
I'm just saying that it's, I don't know that it's as simple as no matter what. I think there could be some dudes who are at least willing to listen on that side.
Well, I think every fan would vote for the salary cap, wouldn't they? Like, we talk here on the show often about, you know, why should the owners have all this money? They have it all. You know, the players should be able to make what they can make. But wouldn't every fan sign up for a salary cap except maybe Dodger fans?
I don't know. I don't know that fans really understand it enough to want to put a vote in.
But don't the fans think in general without knowing for sure, but don't they think because there's a salary cap in football, that's why it's more even?
I think certainly Padre fans think
right?
that.
Yeah, right?
I think so that's where it starts.
We all think that's the case.
Yeah.
So all it's going to take is just a salary cap, and hey, everybody will be in the running.
But here's
and
the
you and I know better because it's still going to come down to how you put your organization together.
Here's the other thing I've noticed, just on a larger scale, businesses in general. It seems like because the news cycle is so fast, that some businesses have made the calculation that will weather the storm and the news cycle will change. And I say all that to say that when in the past, when there's been a strike or there's been a lockout, both sides will use that news cycle as the pressure point to get one side to move, whether you try to get the court of public opinion to believe the players or whether it's the other way around. I don't know that that strategy is going to work as well as it may have worked in the past in today's day and age.
Well, Tony Gwynn Jr., we can all hope that we just, very simply, that we don't have a lockout slash strike.
Yeah, no, I think there's still the point that there's everything is being made at a high rate right now in terms of money coming in. And are you really willing to?
But that was the case last time. They were all making a lot of money then.
In 94, we talking?
Chris, 94?
I guess. They haven't had any other stoppages since then?
They had the stoppage last time that didn't miss any games, though.
Okay.
They made them up. They missed, like, the first 2 weeks of the season, but then they made up the games.
Right.
I had a crazy... Here's a crazy thought. I was talking to my brother-in-law about this, because he's from Ireland. His team is Manchester United. And all of those teams are just spending so much money to get any player that they can. We both said that one day, in like the next 20 years, sports is going to eat itself. And we're going to have to start all over with the professional sports ranks. Because that's where we are headed.
How does it eat itself?
It's just just too many. Like in baseball, there's going to be too many. There's too big of a void in the middle. There's too big of a no man's land between the players and the owners. How are they ever going to meet in the middle? It would be shocking to me if they met in the middle and both sides were happy without one side being angry. And you got soccer paying a ton of money. I mean, NFL is just printing money at this point. The business of sports is becoming too much for me. Because I don't care. I don't care how much money you make. I just want to see my team play.
I hear you. Your team got mollywhopped.
Okay.
Over the week.
I hate you.
Oh, my God.
God.
They looked like they didn't even belong. And listen, I like their uniforms. I know everybody didn't like them.
I liked them, too.
I liked their uniforms big time.
But they looked good.
They did not represent them uniforms very well at all.
Every time they wear those uniforms, they play like that. All right, so here's the first text we got from Scrape.
Oh, no.
Came in on Saturday.
I don't even remember what I sent.
Well, it all started with us talking about the schedule for this week and what our, you know, the shows are going to look like and blah, blah, blah. And Scrape said, well, we're going to do this and that and the other. And then at the very
end.
Here's
when he started to poke his chest out.
Side note. 49ers aren't going 10-7.
Well, you guys did say they were going to go 10-7.
Well, so he threw it out there.
He started it.
I came back.
We were
back.
Minding our own business, just having a good
nobody
time.
Nobody was even going there.
Yep.
So I came back with, that's okay. 49ers win today, lose playoff opener, 13-5 will basically be the same thing. Bang, bang.
Which angered me.
And then he came back with, they win today and they won't have to travel again. Bang, bang. And
I get into this weird thing where I become an idiot.
That was a short exchange. Usually it's longer than that. But that was before that was before the 49ers got banged by the Seahawks.
They really did.
Saturday night.
I kept saying,
was whooping they
I kept saying when is Sam Darnold going to show up?
Well, he didn't need to do anything because the Seahawks defense was incredible.
I mean,
they made Brock Purdy look questionable.
Okay, if we're going to talk about this game, let's say this. 49ers didn't have the ball in the first half.
Brilliant.
Giving the Seahawks get credit for that. That's why the 49ers offense couldn't get going in the first half. By the end of the game, they're on their like seventh string linebacker, which is not going to bode well when they go to Philadelphia and play on Sunday against the Eagles. I'm already preparing for the end of the season.
You will be, and that's the way you are. I mean, you gave up on Purdy already twice or three times this season, so that doesn't surprise me. I'm going to say this in defense of the 49ers, and it's my only defense. Whenever they take that big tackle out of there, what is it, Williams?
Oh, Trent Williams.
Yeah. They take him out, and the 49ers are just not the same.
They're not even close.
They're not the same.
He might be the most dominant.
He might be the most important guy in the league.
For sure.
And they take him out, and all of a sudden there's no running room at all. There's no time to throw at all. So I think that is part of it. But I was pretty impressed with Seattle.
They were.
I mean, because the 49ers have been scoring 40 points a game lately, and they could barely cross midfield.
Yeah, it was
an impressive thing.
When the Seahawks were gaining 9 yards at a time in the beginning of the game, I was like,
it was chunky.
This is not.
Your defense is what it is because it's everybody's hurt.
Yeah, Walker runs like that's number 9, right?
Yeah,
he runs like a miniature Marshawn Lynch.
Be a little slimmer, a little more compact,
but man, he runs angry.
I still think that Seattle fans are in for one last heartache. I just don't trust Darnold. I don't. And
you know he'll see ghosts at any given point.
Well, I was waiting for him to the other night.
He didn't accept the
other
night.
Well, they didn't let him try.
Do you know that Sam Darnold has like he's top 3 in interceptions in the league?
You can say that he didn't, but it was 10-3 if I'm not mistaken when he fell down and tried to hand off the ball and put it on the ground.
Yep.
If the Seahawks don't recover that, it might be a different game.
Listen,
so he gave you the chance, you just didn't get
it.
Lots of missed opportunities. That was a huge one. Being home for the rest of the playoffs would have been incredible.
It's good.
They got to go to Philly.
You got a very tough road. Obviously, Philadelphia, defending
champ.
It's a
wrap.
You got to go to the East Coast. That's tough. And even if you win that, then you're probably going to get the Seahawks in the second round.
In Seattle.
It's going to be really tough for the 49ers. And that, in a lot of ways, almost feels unfair to be able to go from the 1 seed to the 6 seed based on that result, but that is what you have. The rest of the play, the Rams get the Panthers. That's the only game. There's a 10-point spread on that game, but remember the Panthers just beat the Rams within a month ago. The 49ers Philly game is about three, four-point spread. I think so. You know, I can still go either way. I think Packers, Bears, both teams are playing bad. The Packers have lost 4 in a row. Bears, 2 in a row.
Let me talk about the Bears for a second. The Bears are that team. that think they are so good. Mm-hmm. They turned the ball over. I can't remember if it was interception or fumble or whatever, late in that game on Saturday, whatever day.
No,
it was.
They played yesterday against Detroit. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you're right. They turned the ball over. They acted like they just won the Super Bowl.
Oh, they got the turnover.
Got the turnover to, like, quote unquote, ice the game. Lions get the ball back and win the game. The Bears guys are celebrating in the end zone like they have already won the game.
Okay, doesn't every team go down and celebrate in the end zone?
No, they were doing it a different way. They were doing
the game.
They were doing the bye-bye thing. No. Like, no, you weren't. You lost the game.
Listen, it backfired.
I can't stand the Bears.
You know, you need to put some respect on Mr. Williams' name.
I never said anything about Caleb Williams.
I'm saying, man, he's got his team where it is right now.
No, I think Caleb Williams is a good quarterback.
They got a tough – here's the thing. They got a tough enough defense that anything could happen, especially in the NFC.
The Bears are the 2 seed. I don't think people in general expect them to live up to that seed
because
they haven't been there before. But they're certainly capable with the kind of year they had. I think the Packers are playing terrible. They've lost 4 in a row, and the loss of Micah Parsons has changed their outlook for sure. The AFC side, Pittsburgh got in last night. I will say this, for whatever you want to say, it was a hell of a game. Baltimore hits Zay Flowers for 2 bombs. Aaron Rodgers, I'm not a fan,
but he came through twice.
He took him down the field. And then the guy makes a circus catch on 4th down. He gets the chip shot field goal,
and he misses it. That was heart-aching.
Did you see that there was supposed to be a penalty on that play? One of the Steelers players launched over the center, and that's why the Ravens
people
were—
saying that he kicked it wide?
No, the Ravens people were like looking around for the flag because you're not allowed to launch. And they've been calling it all year, and the guy launched.
You can't
over.
Leverage. You can jump
the leverage,
over.
That's
yeah,
what I meant.
You can't leverage. Yeah. You just can't.
I have to look at that again.
Yeah. So
either way, they didn't call it, so
that didn't happen.
It doesn't really matter.
But Steelers are in. I think they got a tough thing because the Texans have won 9 in a row and are playing probably as well as anybody. Jacksonville's won 8 in a row. They've got Buffalo. I think people are going to feel Buffalo because Josh Allen. But frankly, Jacksonville's been a better team than Buffalo this year.
Jaguars are playing fantastic.
And then the other one is Chargers. Go Chargers, go. Going to New England. The one thing I like for the Chargers there is
that never goes well.
It doesn't. but Drake May will be playing his first playoff game. And you know, we've seen that happen in the past. What did you guys think of the Eagles pulling their starters in the second half? Because if they win, they could have got the 2 seed, which could come into play in the second round. I was really surprised by that. Philadelphia wins that game. They jump ahead of the Bears. That also, I think, would have made it easier for your Niners. Because then the Niners would have played the Bears instead of the Eagles in the first round. But
and they just beat the Bears.
I don't know why the Eagles would give up trying to get the 2 seed like that. I don't know.
There's something funny going on with the Eagles this year.
If you're going to rest everybody, then rest everybody. But they played everybody in the first half.
I know that Devontae Smith.
And then decided to take them all out of the game.
I know that
Devontae
Smith needed like 10 yards to get to 1,000 or something like that. So they took him out after that. But
well, the Eagles are taking a lot of criticism for that. Obviously, if they end up winning in the end, it's not going to matter. But we'll see if that comes into play. I think the playoffs are going to be great. They always are.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about the NCAA tournament. We talk about, you know, the March Madness and all. I think the NFL tournament is as good as any, frankly. You got 13 games from here to the end. I'll be honest with you. I think the first 12 of them are awesome. And then the Super Bowl is always kind of hit and miss.
It is kind of
weird.
You
know, the rest of the games that I think are great.
They're money.
And I look forward to all of those. We'll give you the schedule a little later. We got the good, the bad, and the ugly and all of that.
I have to apologize later on the Scraby Show to Jaguars fans and Patriots fans because I crushed
theirs. This has been a long time coming.
Yeah. I crushed their teams
all year.
Earlier in the year.
Oh, no, not earlier. All year.
I still don't think the Patriots are a 14-3 team, but they are, according to the record.
I'm going to give you some support on Patriot hate.
Thank you.
Here it is, and then you do with it what you will.
Okay.
I definitely think I might have heard this number.
The Patriots only won 2 games all year against a playoff team.
I did say that.
And they lost to the Raiders.
They lost the Raiders. The and first the game of the season. The Raiders has to be that has to be the biggest upset result of the whole year. In week one.
As we look back on it,
that's
right?
Right. The New England won two games. Pittsburgh is in the playoffs with only one playoff team beat, which was New England. The team that has won the most in the playoffs, Seattle, six wins over playoff teams, and Jacksonville with five. So you do have to take back what you said about Jacksonville.
I was just angry at Liam Cohen because no one's ever heard of
Because he went
it.
At your guy. And
no,
your
no,
guy
no, no, no,
tried
this
to
was before that.
Take
this
him
was
out.
Before that. He's a nobody before the year.
He's a nobody. Yes,
he has no one even knows who he is, and then he's like, I'm not going to be the head coach of the Jaguars unless you fire the GM. I'm like, who are you? You're
right.
Nobody.
Hey, as it's turned out, he was brilliant in his work.
He wanted to work with somebody he felt comfortable with.
Yeah. That's how it's gone, Scrape.
Jacksonville's a hypocrite because he was mad at Robert Saleh, and then when his player.
Well, Robert Saleh threatened to
take
him out.
Yeah, but one of the Jaguars players, I think it was the punter, said he was going to kill someone, and Liam Cohen didn't really care.
It was a strange NFL year, to be sure, though. I was thinking of it this way. If I told you before the year that I knew for a fact one of two things, the Lions, Chiefs, and Ravens would all be in the playoffs. Or the Lions, Chiefs, and Ravens, none of them would be in the playoffs. But I knew one of those was going to happen. Which would you have bet on?
Of course, the
I
one
think
with
everybody
them
would have bet that they'd be in the playoffs, and none of them are.
Those are three perennial playoff
that's
teams.
That's crazy. Crazy, crazy. World of the NFL. All right, hour number two starts with our daily gambit. Also, the Farmers Insurance Open. Hey, golfers. Coming up, we'll talk a little bit about that in the next couple of segments as Gwen and Chris rolls on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,